Hello, I'm Alona Rajewska, and you're listening to Erik FM. Привет, я Алена, и вы слушаете Erik FM. You can find me online at www.alonarajewska.com. Заходите на мой сайт www.alonarajewska.com.
Erik FM International starts now. I'm back!
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know
that music is
life is life is.
Thank you. said I love that girl at night. Swing, I love her in the evening. Yes, I love her in the evening when the stars are shining bright. Swing, I love her in the summer. Yes, I love that girl in fall. But last night on the back porch, I loved her the best of all. Once more said I love her in the morning. Yes, I love her in the morning. Said I love that girl at night. Said I love her in the noontime. Yes, I love her in the noontime when the sun is shining bright. Swing, I love her in the summer. Yes, I love that girl in fall. But last night on the back porch, Lord, we did it all.
G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 333 of Erk FM International. And what we've been hearing are some of the tunes that I heard while I was in America. It's great to be back in the Erk FM studio. Yes, it is indeed great to be back in the Erk FM studio recording this episode for you. It's going to be a shorter show today, but based on tunes that I have heard, artists that I have seen while I was over there. Started up with a bit of a jazzy theme, and that is because one of my first major stops was New Orleans, where I spent basically a week. First couple of tracks were played that I played came to us from Dominic Grillo and the Frenchman Street All-Stars. Saw them, as the name would suggest, on Frenchman Street in New Orleans, and they were pretty cool. One of the first bands that I really saw in New Orleans on the Saturday night that I was there. Unfortunately, I can't tell you much about them because I couldn't find a website for them or anything, but they certainly had the crowd going when I saw them. And then we heard a couple of songs. I'd only be guessing at the names of the songs because unfortunately I can't find anything online, and the CD's not labelled either. Then after that we heard a couple of songs by the Smoking Jazz Cop. The song that you just heard was called Georgia Swing, and before that was Panama. Gonna have to find a song where there's some singing on it, because I did see them sing as well. Like many of the bands around New Orleans, sometimes they busk, sometimes they perform in clubs, and they were busking around the corner from the infamous Bourbon Street when I saw them. I have two CDs of theirs. Unfortunately, in both of these cases, it was my intention to contact the bands later on, because if they're performing or if they're busking, they're a little bit busy, so they don't necessarily have time to swap information, etc. But I wish I could, but it's very difficult to find anything online about any of them apart from YouTube videos and whatnot. So now we are going to go from New Orleans. We are going to go north, and we are going to go to the subway system of New York City, and we are going to hear a delightful lady who I saw. She was busking at, I think it was 42nd, I think it was the 42nd Street near the Times Square. Where I saw her performing, Aretha, and she was absolutely awesome. Had a chance for a very quick chat with her, but I normally don't play a lot of gospel music on this show, but she was rather cool, so let's hear some tracks now. You can imagine this sort of track being played. I was rushing around from one train to another, and I heard her sing and I stopped in my tracks, and you're about to find out why. Pun not intended.
Shelter when I need a sorrow and blow. And is there refuge or refuge in the time of tribulations? I go to the rock, I know he's able. I go to the rock, yes, I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone the builders rejected.
Lord, for
trip that I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus. And tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, come on and teach me to take one day at a time. Lord, help me to take one day.
So you might be wondering what such a wonderful voice such as that is actually doing busking at a train station in New York. It was the 42nd Street station that I saw her at. But she has a great career so far and a lot more ahead of her. She is sponsored actually by the subway system. And so what they're trying to do, they're trying to have, instead of every single person who thinks that they've got talent in New York City going into the subway and busking, actually within the paid area of the station, they have certain artists, such as the lady that we just heard, they actually sponsor her or they actually sponsor the program. And they allow her to be in there and bask. And it sort of helps to lift the mood of people as they're going by and, you know, some sort of entertainment while people are transferring between trains on the subway system. And what she actually encourages people to do, if they film her performing in a subway, get in contact with her via her website. There's a link on the show notes. At irkfminternational.com, episode 333, and upload your video to YouTube, tell her where it is, and she'll be more than happy to see it. She's had good reviews from places such as the New York Times, the New York Daily News, the Amsterdam News, and a lot more. She was named the McDonald's Gospel Feast Soloist of the Year at the Westbury Music Fair. Apart from others, she's also been on the TBN show called Praise the Lord Show and also the Bobby Jones Gospel Retreat at the MGM and Venetian Hotels in Las Vegas and the James Cleveland Workshop, Gospel Workshop of America. She's also performed at Lincoln Center's Avery Fisher Hall and the Stanford Performing Arts Center. Amongst others, she also has been featured in a PBS documentary, Legacy Being Black in America. So that is rather cool. And just because you see someone busking at a train station or somewhere like that, sure, some of them don't have talent, but when you hear talent like that, you just have to stop and look and listen, don't you? Anywho, I'm going to continue, and we're going to crank things up a little bit harder because there's the main reason that I went over to America when I actually did was to go for 70,000 tons of metal. Now, of course, if you have been listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, you'll know some of the things that I've got up to. But indeed, after this little message from Rich Palmer from the Association of Music Podcasting, I'll be back with some heavier tracks, which will give you a very brief sample of what I heard while I was in America.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. The Association is a group of over 50 like-minded podcasters who showcase great Podsafe music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada through the UK, Portugal, Germany, and all the way round to Nepal and Australia. As you can imagine, the music these podcasters play is as varied as their locations. Blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal, we have all the genres and more. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Each Monday, we produce AMPED, a weekly digest of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week, there's a new host, and for them as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Not only will you hear great new music, it's a perfect way to discover great new podcasts such as Suffolk and Cool, a global mix of the very best independent music, emanating from a barn on the east coast of England, at suffolkandcool.com. First thing though, get over to musicpodcasting.org. You'll find links to all the member shows, and get yourself subscribed. Do it now!
Yes, yes, do it now. Thank you, Groovers, from the very carefully pronounced Suffolk and Cool. We're going to get a little bit heavier, and some of these tunes you might think are hard rock as well, but that's okay. And if you want to hear more of what you're about to hear, you can also go to IRC FM Metal Monday. Let me get my shows during March on IRCFMMetalMonday.com. You'll be here able to hear some of the things that I got up to during my trip. This first song is called MMXII. It's by a German group called Subway to Sally. I initially found this band, of course, because they were doing 70,000 tons of metal. And in case you haven't heard, 70,000 tons of metal is a floating heavy metal music festival that leaves from Miami, goes sailing around the Caribbean, and then back to Miami. So there's over 40 bands, or there are 40 bands and 2,000 metalheads just having a great old time. And there's bands and there's people from all over the world on this ship. Now this song, MMXII, or if you're no good at Roman numerals, 2012, this was the first song that I had heard from Subway to Sally, and I really loved it. And there's also a really cool video clip to this song on YouTube, where there's a lot of pyrotechnics towards the end because it was shot live at a gig. Now, of course, you can't really have pyrotechnics on a boat as much as you might want to try. But this song is really, really awesome. And so I kept on playing it before I went on 70,000 tons of metal. And then I thought, well, while I'm on the ship, I can get some music from them and I can get this song on a CD. Huh. No, Subway to Sally didn't have any CDs available when I went to the merchandise store. So I thought, well, I'll come back to Australia and I'll try and get it on iTunes. No, couldn't get this particular song or the album which this particular song comes from via the Australian iTunes store. So I like the song so much, and Subway to Sally are an awesome band, that I went online and I actually imported the CD from the UK. And so that will give you some sort of idea how much I love this particular song. So to finish up, we're about to hear MMXII from Subway to Sally. And then we're about to hear a song from Churisus, which is a band from Finland. And we're going to hear the title track off their album Stand Up and Fight. And then right after that, we are going to hear from another German band. In this case, we're going to hear from Doro. And we're going to hear Raise Your Fist in the Air. And then after that, to finish things up, we are going to hear Victory. But I'll tell you more about Churisus and Doro after this. But in the meantime, here's Subway to Sally, MMXII. And let me tell you, I've had fun trying to get Siri to play this on my iPhone.
fremdes Grauen kauft ihr euch doch jeden Tag. Stürzt euch in die Flut der Bilder, lässt nach jedem Attentat. Blut mag regnen für die anderen, heute ergötzt euch fremdes Leid. Was verzeihen, wenn weiß zu schwarz wird, wenn nun euch die Not ereilt? Macht euch bereit, es ist bald soweit. Die Welt bricht entzwei, wo einst Leben war, wird Stille sein. Feuer verbrennt die Welt, die ihr kennt. Die Luft wird zu Blei, und wo Erde war, wird Asche sein. Es ist soweit schon bald. Macht euch bereit. Es gibt keinen Ort auf Erden, den ich nicht erreichen kann. Und ich schwöre, wenn ich komme, bin ich Heiland und Tyrann. Wer zerstören wird vollenden, was getan werden muss. Pflanze Grauen in die Herzen, schenke euch den Tod.
Still is I'm fire and reverent. The world is. empty gate is all I have left. The stars that once led my way have dimmed, the sky turned gray. The path once so clear faded away. The days when life is intent and clear, no falter or doubt, I know the way. There are the days I hope I had never stepped on this road. The spot
Oh yes, the wonderful Doro there with her song called Victory. On this episode, we've had a variety of tunes. We've had some metal towards the end, but we've also had some gospel and some jazz. Let me tell you a little bit about Doro. Of course, she was on 70,000 Tons of Metal with her band, and one of my highlights of 70,000 Tons of Metal was being able to see her on the big pool stage outside on the cruise ship, the Majesty of the Seas, and being in the spa and being able to rock out in the spa while she was on stage. That and the interview that we did for Erk FM Metal Monday, that was awesome as well. I really, really enjoyed that. But what happened was, straight after 70,000 Tons of Metal, I was going to Mexico, then I was going to New York City, then I was going across America from East Coast to West Coast, and then I was going down the West Coast of America, and then I was going home. And then Doro was basically doing the same thing. with her band and her people, she was going on a tour of North America. And so she didn't have any CDs or merchandise available either. A lot of her merchandise was actually still being held by US Customs and Border Protection. And so she did a massive amount of shows across North America during the time that I was, you know, playing with snowmen in New York and sweating my backside off in the poverty of Mexico City and whatnot. There was one show that she cancelled, but the rest of the shows she did, despite not feeling very well after 70,000 tons of metal. And I was looking at her tour itinerary and comparing it with my tour itinerary, and it actually worked out that we'd both be in San Francisco at the same time. So I got to see her again in San Francisco, which was absolutely awesome. And Charissa's that we heard before that, who are from Finland, they're very Nordic, very folk metal-y. And I saw them, of course, on 70,000 tons of metal, but I was walking through the streets of New York City. As you do, I stayed in downtown Manhattan, and I was walking past a theatre, and in big letters there was a sign, "Now playing Charissa's." And I thought, hey, I know those guys from 70,000 tons of metal, let's go and see them. And so I was able to get a ticket and go inside and see them, and they were absolutely awesome. So I got to see them on the ship and on 70,000 tons of metal in New York, and Doro at San Francisco. So I got to see at least two bands from 70,000 tons of metal off the boat, which was absolutely cool. By the way, and I'll speak more about this on Urk FM Metal Monday, but 70,000 tons of metal, the tickets are just about to go on sale for the 2014 edition. So, yes, I'll be there next year, I think. I pretty much know it. Anywho, on this episode, we have heard from Dominic Gorilla and the Frenchman Street All-Stars, the Smokin' Jazz Club, and I'd really love to be able to tell you more about those guys, but I can't. Aretha, and then Subway to Sally, Charissa's, and Doro. If all of this isn't enough, check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. Also, check out my companion show to this podcast, Urk FM Australia, each and every Friday, bringing you great Australia music. But speaking of bands from 70,000 tons of metal, of course, this is Urk FM International. If you think of some of the locations of some of the bands that I saw on that cruise, it was truly international. There were bands from Canada, the US, the UK, Brazil, Russia, the Netherlands, Germany, a huge German contingent, Finland, Sweden, Switzerland, the Netherlands, I think I said already, Sweden, I said already, Italy, France, more Sweden, there's a Colombia in there, Finland, the Faroe Islands, and of course the People's Republic of Canada. Anywho, I'm Urk, it's been great to be back here in the studio once again. I'll see you next week. Until next time, support your local indie artists because they need all the support we can get. Thanks for listening. Good night, Interweb. See you next week.